From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of June 26th and July 3rd, 2023.
Our reflections in the window pane, falling in love in the driving rain.
That's part of Driving Rain by the Charlottesville and Nelson County, Virginia-based band Chamomile and Whiskey. The song's a love story, but its title and main phrase lead in to a legal water story. That is, how does rain and any other water on the landscape become water covered by the Federal Clean Water Act, specifically by the Act's phrase, the waters of the United States? On May 25, 2023, the U.S. Supreme Court wrote a new chapter in this story. Passed in 1972, the Clean Water Act's main goal is to restore and maintain the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the nation's waters. The Act states that it applies to navigable waters, defined as waters of the United States, including the territorial seas. And amendments in 1977 added wetlands that are adjacent to other covered waters. All waters covered by the Act are known as jurisdictional waters, and any discharges into such waters require a federal permit. Defining what waters, particularly what wetlands and small tributaries, are jurisdictional has enormous impact on the Act's environmental and economic reach. Many questions and legal challenges have been raised over the meaning of waters of the United States, its relation to the term navigable waters, and the Act's implementation by the U.S. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. The Supreme Court has a long history of decisions on these questions. Here are short accounts of five important court decisions, including the most recent one, affecting the Act's jurisdiction. 1. The 1870 Daniel Ball decision held that navigable waters of the United States are those that support commerce between states or with foreign countries. Later Supreme Court cases expanded that test to include waters that formerly supported or could support such commerce. 2. The 1985 Riverside Bayview decision affirmed that the Act covered wetlands adjacent to other waters of the United States. 3. The 2001 Swank decision held that the Act did not cover wetlands solely on the basis of their use by migratory birds. 4. In the complicated 2006 Rapanos decision, a plurality opinion by Justice Antonin Scalia held that the Act covers only relatively permanent water bodies that form recognizable geographical features, plus wetlands only if they have a continuous surface connection to other covered waters. Justice Anthony Kennedy's concurring opinion held that wetlands were covered if they have a, quote, significant nexus, unquote, to conditions in other covered waters. And 5. The 2023 Sackett decision returned to the Scalia opinion of 2006, while dismissing Justice Kennedy's significant nexus test. So the court now holds that the Act covers only, quote, relatively permanent, standing or continuously flowing water bodies forming geographical features, described in ordinary parlance as streams, oceans, rivers, and lakes, unquote. Plus, wetlands with a continuous surface connection to such water bodies. This removes many previously regulated wetlands from the Act's jurisdiction. While the Sackett decision focused particularly on wetlands, the new test articulated in the decision may have impacts as well for small streams that do not flow year-round. Through amendments, executive orders, agency actions, and litigation, defining the reach of the Clean Water Act has been a long, meandering story. It's probably safe to say that more turns await. Thanks to Chamomile and Whiskey for permission to use Driving Rain. We close with some more music, this time from Wake Up Robin, with musicians from California, New York, North Carolina, and Washington. The song's watery title conjures up the debates over what water bodies are, so to speak, enough like navigable waters to be covered by the Clean Water Act. Here's about 20 seconds of Like a River. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.